This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
A movie like Pixels causes you to do some genuine soul searching. For one, how did we get here as a society? It's interesting to look at the victory of the nerds in society, sort of the revenge of the nerds. The programmers, the influential people in American culture today are those who create sort of code, those who can program, those who have the ability to create an app or to generate a tremendous amount of wealth via the internet. And one now sees the skills, the early skill honing of video game playing as an asset. Now, retroactively putting this into the 8-bit video game format of the 80s takes a little bit of stretching. But here we have in the movie Pixels, a movie that clearly seeks to take advantage of the sort of retro coolness, the Comic-Con-ification of American culture, but in a way that falls extremely flat, and there's really only one answer to that, other than the fact that Kevin James is involved and that Adam Sandler is involved, and that is that there was never a script for the movie at all. I say that there might have been a script made after the fact, but it's hard to imagine that anyone wrote a script before the movie was made. What we see here is Kevin James and Adam Sandler doing a little bit of improvisational comedy surrounded around an incredible amount of CGI animation and graphics, which are actually quite good and really are a victim to the fact that there was never a script written. You get a sense that the movie checks a lot of boxes, but ultimately, there's a target demographic of people who were heavy players of 80s quarter arcade games, which for those of us who did that at the time, it was never considered cool at all. The coolness of video games has happened quite recently and actually includes a segment of the population that never really played those games. And since the movie doesn't include any of those, probably most of the audience won't really get the inside joke references to Donkey Kong. And so for those of us who do get the inside joke references to Donkey Kong, Kevin James probably represents one of the least funny individuals on the face of the planet. So if you want to see Mall Cop pretending to play video games like Donkey Kong, then Pixels is your movie. But if you're looking for something intelligent or like Ernest Cline's Ready Player One, then you have to wait for that movie to actually be finished being made and go to Comic-Con again.